Hello, Mark Lowdy here with Simon Littlewood at SME ICC in Singapore. It's day two and we've heard lots of stories from a variety of people who've come to our exhibition space. For example, one finance manager, Simon, who came by this morning and was talking about her CEO. And maybe you can relate to the story, where if you're in finance, your job, according to your CEO, is to help in the collections process. But your boss isn't making it any easier, because every time you talk to your customer about paying their invoices on time, the boss goes around the back and says to the customer, it's okay, you can pay me whenever you want, and then in essence says, you shouldn't be chasing for payment because they're our customers. What do you do with a boss like that who's undermining the very process that he should be supporting?
Well, I mean, the first thing is that there's going to be consequences. Invoices aren't going to get paid, working capital is going to build up, and incidentally, given that we're now facing a situation where there's a slowing down of growth, there's higher levels of risk in the market, it's very likely that for companies that have been getting away with this, this is going to become a pressing issue.
Yes, but you know, particularly for this finance manager, it's very difficult to raise this issue with her CEO, you know, because she's now saying, she's said to the customers they have to pay, she's told her boss to not get involved in that conversation, or at least support her in that conversation. If he's still not going to listen, what can you do?
Well, she can't be held responsible for outcomes. We've talked about this repeatedly. A company has to present one face to the customer.
What happens if they don't? Just refresh.
Well, at the end of the day, they'll suffer. They'll suffer the consequences of late payment. And to be honest, you don't look professional. If your finance guy is saying one thing and the CEO is saying something else, you look like a company that isn't entirely organized.
Doesn't have it together.
No.
And so your customer then finds other people to, the ones who are softer, shall we say, to then deal with and say, well, your CEO said I could have the discount, therefore you must give me the discount.
Well, you know, I have worked with companies who, of course, have big collections issues with receivables, where depending on who you ask, there could be up to four or five different payment terms in people's minds. So there's the payment term that the CEO says, there's the payment term that the salesman allows the customer, there's the payment term that the finance guy thought he'd agreed to, there's what the customer thinks he can get away with, and then there's what it actually says in the computer system and prints out on the invoice.
Yes.
They might be five different things.
Yes, no wonder the customer then has excuses to not pay on time.
Ambiguity always helps the customer.
But not you.
No.
And so that brings me back to my question, Simon. What can you say to your CEO, who after all is responsible for you being employed at that company, if they keep undermining your points?
No company can expect to be paid on time unless it has a proper credit policy. And whereas a credit policy is commonly thought of something that defines a relationship between a company and its customers, actually that means absolutely nothing. You need to start building your credit policy in the context of cross-functional discussions within the company.
So it's an internal document first.
Unless it becomes an internal document where you develop consensus around what is and is not acceptable in terms of payment terms, firstly, and secondly, what wordage you're going to use when you discuss that with the customer, because it's a coaching issue. Everyone should sing from the same hymn sheet.
Yes.
And it's, thirdly, very important to understand it is simply not the case you're going to lose business if you don't give the customer everything they ask for, you know?
No, because then the customer will ask for it for
free. The customer knows perfectly well he's expected to pay for the good or the service that you're providing.
Yes.
When he pays and how seriously he takes it will depend on what you tell him. And if you're all telling him something different, he's going to conclude very quickly, they don't know what they want.
Yes.
I'll just hang on to my money until the last possible minute.
Well, we had one other visitor here to the Riyabu exhibition stand at SME ICC who was talking about different company, but was talking about the CEO undercutting the pricing of the salesperson. So unlike that first example where the CEO was undermining the collections process, in this case, the CEO was offering prices at a discount to what the salesperson had negotiated.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fundamental misunderstanding of the role of sales. What is the role of a professional salesman?
To sell.
It is maximizing the margin. That is presenting a good or a service in a way that it is clearly perceived as differentiated, that is superior to what other people are offering or different in some fundamental way, in order to be able to charge a premium for it. If you can't do that, you're not a salesman. Yes. If your first conversation as a salesman is the cheapest I can do it for is X, and by the way, this is by no means uncommon, then you're not really a salesman. Yes. You're just an order taker. You don't need a salesman for that.
Well, okay, so in both of these cases, there are CEOs who are undermining finance, who are undermining sales, and those people are leaving. And they've decided that they can't persuade their CEO to back them up on price, on collections, on a firm discipline in terms of payment. So the only thing I could suggest to both of them was bring in a third party, maybe somebody like Riabu, who can put it to the CEO, which you as an employee might not be able to.
Yeah, I mean, I have a serious question as to whether he's any business being a CEO if he doesn't understand that it's about profitability. You can't make a profit if you're not charging a good margin and getting paid.
Yes. Well, they would argue we're looking after the customer.
I understand that model. I understand that you're a senior man, so it's within your gift to give people concessions. I've worked in that environment. I've had people on my team like that who thought that it was very magisterial if they could let people off things. Letting people off things is not a recipe for successful commerce.
Yes.
Successful commerce is about using your professionalism and differentiation to get people to follow an agreed set of principles, which are we do things strictly according to what we agree, and we expect you, as our professional customer, to do the same thing. It's as simple as that.
Yeah. If you have your own story to share, do so in the commentary window next to this video. And of course, we'd also like to hear your stories. Perhaps you have a similar CEO. Maybe you even had a particular conversation with your CEO about ensuring that they don't undermine what the salespeople and the finance people have had to say. Share it with us. And Simon and I would be very happy to take that on board.
We would.